This is the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast.
Hey everybody, it's me, the Celebrity Medium, back with another episode of the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast, the only show you're going to find. Look wherever you want, you won't find another one. The only show that gives you the up-to-the-minute gossip about all your favorite deceased celebrities. Got some good stuff this week. After my little mini vacation for Memorial Day, we'll be back right on through the 4th of July week. So let's get this show on the road! If you're not a youngin', you may recall the Tomorrow Show that followed the Tonight Show for some time, I believe, back in the late 70s and early 80s. Hosted by a guy named Tom Snyder, a long drink of water. He has been doing a late-night talk show similar to the old Tomorrow Show format in the next world for a few years now. Now, a while back, we had Judy Garland on, and her appearance devolved into a ruckus with feminists in the studio audience calling her a traitor to the cause because she had named Fred Trump, father of Donald Trump, as the co-mayor of the town that she was founding to be a feminist enclave. No men allowed in the town at all. She told the women who wanted to live there they couldn't bring their sons, they couldn't bring their husbands. And then out of the blue, she announced that Fred Trump, who she was dating at the time, was going to be her co-mayor. Well, things went downhill from that point on. You probably know, I hope you know the whole story. It was absolutely insane. She lost the town to Trump. He stole it out from under her. He turned into an all-whites community, and that fell apart. And she has been rumored, well, we actually know that she's very bitter about the way things went with Fred Trump. So what has Tom Snyder done? Well, he has invited Garland and Trump to come on his show and discuss their bizarre relationship. That could turn into a real mud wrestling fest. And I might not even be rhetorical about that. Maybe it'll be an actual mud wrestling fest. We're going to have to wait and see. Baseball Hall of Famer Babe Ruth recently said that Stephen Hawking couldn't hold his jockstrap as a radio personality because Ruth was fired from radio station Heaven 107 where he was the morning drive shock jock show host, and they gave the show to Stephen Hawking, who's apparently doing quite well. And in response to Ruth's jockstrap comment, Hawking said, quote, "Nor would I want to," unquote, you know, hold his jockstrap. So now, this was inevitable, I suppose. Some people are saying that the feud between the two is just a publicity stunt. Ruth told a TV celebrity news show that he was challenging, and he went, from what I'm told, he went full WWE mode, you know, walking up to the camera and shaking his finger in the lens and the whole deal. He said he was challenging Hawking to have him on as a co-host for a week so he could back up his claim that he is better than Hawking. And Hawking responded that he has no interest in sharing his studio with a, quote, washed-up, syphilitic gas bag, unquote. Okay, now, that's, as they say, that's throwing some shade, okay? Now, the syphilitic thing apparently refers to a long-discussed rumor that there was a time when Ruth had to sit out a few games when he played for the Yankees, and the Yankees PR people said that the Bambino was sick from eating too many hot dogs because he has such a great appetite. But the rumor has long been that he was actually fighting off a bout of syphilis. So I don't know who told Stephen Hawking about that, but man, that was a good shot at him. But anyway, Hawking going back after him has not caused the rumors to go away. So we'll see how that plays. I don't know. I cannot have an opinion because I'm not there and I just simply can't judge. If you listen to the show, you know that Martin Luther King Jr. and Adolf Hitler are a gay couple these days. And there has been, actually, I think they said this, if I remember, on a talk show, that they were thinking about adopting some children. And the rumor now is that they have picked out some kids. How do you do that? You go, is there like a showroom and you go, I'll take that one and that one. Anyway, the rumor is that they're close to adopting a young black boy and a young Asian girl. And there is no confirmation about the adoption just yet, but the rumor mill says that when it's all done, when the paperwork is done, the children will have the hyphenated last name of King Hitler. That just feels wrong. I'm sorry. I know their hearts are in the right place. They're doing a good thing. That just makes me squirm a bit, that name. Okay. We got a weird one now. You may remember a few weeks back, actor Vern Troyer, who played Mini-Me in the Austin Powers movies, he transitioned to the afterlife. Now, when he got there, and he had his arrival ceremony, after that, fellow performers Billy Barty and Jerry Marin greeted him, and they said, listen, we understand what you had to deal with as a little person, because they are little people, and they promised to help him in any way they could to adjust to his new existence. And at the time, I said, wow, that's so nice of them to do that. That's really great. You know, I'm sure they do understand what it's like for a very, very short person. And, you know, what a sweet thing to do. Well, imagine my surprise when I read an obituary for Jerry Marin in the newspaper the other day. Okay, a few weeks ago, I said Jerry Marin was there with Billy Barty to greet Vern Troyer. So I got a hold of one of my contacts in the next world, and I said, okay, what's the deal? Now, and he said, I don't know. And then I said, would you look into it and get back to me? And he said he would. Well, the story is that apparently Jerry Marin, like actor Abe Vigoda before him, has a lookalike in the next world who has been pretending to be him for some time now, to the point of dressing up like a munchkin, because Jerry Marin was a munchkin in the Wizard of Oz movie in 1939. In fact, with his transition to the next world, he was the last of the original munchkins to be on the earthly plane. And he's been signing autographs as Jerry Marin and going to, like, you know, Wizard of Oz fan conventions and the whole deal. Now, I haven't gotten any word about the real Marin's arrival, so I don't know if he and his little doppelganger have met yet, and if they have, what, if anything, transpired? I don't know what's going on, but I needed to tell you that because I didn't want you to think that I had screwed that up. My information was that Jerry Marin was there. So obviously I'll keep a close eye on this one, and I'll keep you informed as I know more. All right, a quick correction. Now this is one I did screw up. Recently, I was talking about the new Next World sitcom, The Brothers Johnson, which stars John Mahoney and David Ogden Stiers. Now, David Ogden Stiers was Charles Emerson Winchester III on MASH, and I mistakenly said that John Mahoney played Frasier Crane's brother Niles on Frasier. Incorrecto mundo. I meant to say that he played Frasier's father, Martin. That one's entirely on me. I can't blame that on imposters. I can't blame that one on bad information. That just came out of my mouth the wrong way. So I apologize for the error. And with that egg on my face, I think I shall wrap up this edition of the Celebrity After Life Report for another week. I will be back next week with hopefully correct stuff to tell you about all the goings and comings and goings-ons in the next world. In the meantime, you can find the report on iTunes. You can find it in the Google Play Store. You can find it on YouTube. And, of course, if you happen to be in the Los Angeles area, you can find it on 1620 K-Chung Radio, where it's on Monday afternoons at 1 o'clock as part of a show called Inspirato Projecto Radio. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to the show however you listen to it. I'm the Celebrity Medium. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast. To ask a question about your favorite deceased celebrity, call 818-3-MY-DREAM. 818-3-MY-DREAM. 818-369-3732.